Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. As I said earlier today, my colleagues and I will do our best to work cooperatively with you and all delegations to make this session a productive one. We all know that rights of reply rarely contribute to the productiveness of an international meeting, as we just heard. Unfortunately, sometimes they are necessary, and this is one of those times. Earlier, two delegations alleged that U.S. activities are in violation of the Biological Weapons Convention. The Russian representative claimed that what he called, quote-unquote, military biological activities, unquote, in Ukraine, supported by the U.S. government, are in violation of Articles 1 and 4 of the BWC. He also asserted that Russia has publicly shared documents that confirm these allegations. These claims are, simply put, lies. There are more diplomatic terms for it, but they are lies. This is the same Russian disinformation that has been repeatedly and conclusively debunked, not only by the United States, but by experts from around the world, including by Russian scientists. The United States is in full compliance with the Biological Weapons Convention. We do not have a biological weapons program, not in Ukraine, not anywhere. Those who have reviewed the documents Russia referred to have quickly realized that they are the routine products of peaceful scientific cooperation. The imaginative narratives of Russian representatives pretending that they are something more should be shelved in the fiction section. This is not the behavior of a serious country seeking to address serious concerns. Russia's false claims are a shameless distraction from the awful violence Russia is perpetrating in Ukraine, and nothing more. Mr. Vice Chair, the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran claimed that U.S. sanctions violate Article 10 of the Convention, a claim we flatly reject. The measures adopted by the United States were put in place to address threats to international security posed by Iran's actions. They also include exemptions for medicines and humanitarian assistance. Mr. Vice Chair, I must also correct some revisionist history presented today. Two delegations suggested that in 2001, the United States prevented agreement on a draft protocol that was close to consensual adoption. Ironically, both delegations' governments were sponsors of a joint statement in 2001 that repudiated the chairman's proposed compromise protocol. In BWC ad hoc group paper number 451 of 4 May 2001, they instead maintained that, quote, the ad hoc group should immediately resume substantive negotiations based on the rolling text to achieve consensus on outstanding issues, unquote. What were those outstanding issues? According to this group of delegations, wide differences remained on issues including, quote, definitions, clarification visits, executive council decision making for investigations, declaration triggers, transfers and export regulation, and entry into force, unquote. Those are not minor issues. For those of you who did not live through this, the rolling text they wanted to return to contained over 1,100 pairs of square brackets. So be skeptical about the claim that agreement on a BWC protocol was even remotely close. I thank the vice chairs.